Brandon, we are reminded of a couple of years ago, last play of the game in Cincinnati.
You remember that?
Absolutely. What do you remember? It's been a couple of years now.
Yeah, it's been a few years. I just remember seeing the ball up in the air, and then you know, just kind of being in disbelief that once I caught it, nobody was there to tackle me that late in the game. And then after that, it was pretty much a blur. Just, you know, kind of please don't get caught type of thinking.
You got down to the end, and everybody praised you. Man, what a smart play, because you ran across that line, right?
Yeah. You know, I just kind of saw that nobody was behind me chasing me. I saw a guy kind of give up on it. And so I thought, I knew there wasn't a lot of time left, so I thought, you know, why not try to run some time off? And then, you know, the next day, I kind of started having nightmares about it. Like, what if I'd have got caught, or what if I would have fumbled, somebody would have hit me? So I think next time I'll probably just get in the end zone.
Were you supposed to be that close to Brandon on that play? Or just because it was just a free play that just would happen?
I probably wasn't supposed to be that close. But once I saw the ball thrown, you know, I kind of just started looking that way and going over towards that way, and just kind of worked out perfect.
Still the best moment in regular season for you?
Yeah, that was a pretty cool play. First game of the year, you know, to open the season like that was pretty special.
In last week's game, when Demarius got that touchdown, did you intercept the alley-oop pass?
I did intercept the alley-oop pass. I didn't know what was going on. You know, they didn't tell me. I guess they figured it out at halftime. If somebody scored, they were going to throw an alley-oop to each other. So I was real tired, so I was slow getting over there, and I kind of saw it unfolding. And so I had to, you know, being the older guy in the room, I had to put a stop to it.
Is that just like when you did it with Brandon Marshall in the glove?
Yeah, I'm two for two, you know. So he did send me a text too. He said I'm a celebration killer. So, but you know, you got to do what you got to do.
But the coaches don't look at it that way, do they?
No. The coaches love it. Special teams coach loved it too, because it didn't put them 15 yards back. And with Darren Sproles back there returning,
guys.